Hi, well, this is my first audiobook, and I thought I'd just kick things off straight away and get into it rather than introduce myself or anything else. If you're on my audiobook, you probably know who I am. If you're on me on my blog, or you're reading this on my, hearing this even on my Twitter, you'll know exactly who I am. Basically, I just want to chat about Google Plus. I've got so many ideas, and I thought rather than writing a huge long blog post, I would actually sit here with Google Plus in front of me and just go through the things, what I liked, what I didn't like, and everything else that we could go through in as quickly as possible time, or else you'll get bored and you'll switch off. So, first of all, Google Plus come out of nowhere, really. The last first thing I saw about this was a while ago when I saw a presentation from Google, and they basically introduced circles and how circles would work in social media, and what that was the main thing that was missing from social media. I completely agree, it is. And for me, that is one of the most significant pieces about Google Plus, is the ability to share, but share with people that it's relevant for. You're not sharing with everyone as you do with Facebook, which you sort of get with the list function, but not really. So that for me is crucial. The design, everything about Google Plus, I think, is absolutely brilliant. I think it's leagues ahead in terms of web design, especially of Facebook. You can't really deny how far ahead it is. It's just so many people have said how less, there was so many less bugs in it. It just works, which for something that's in testing shows quite how good Google is. And Google's often criticized for being for testing things too long, even once an app or anything else is out there in the world. So it just shows for me how good they are at social media and showing people how things can be done. Whether it works in the long run, whether it can beat Facebook, we'll only see as it comes along. So let me just go through a couple of the cool things that I like outside of the circles function. I absolutely love just little UI things. So when you jump onto someone's profile and you go and have a look at their pictures, you click on photos, and two of the photos pop up behind the photo you scroll on. Just little things like that. You think Facebook surely would have got to that point now of learning how to do those little features that you just go, oh, that's really nice. But those little features, for a guy like me especially, they matter. And for the majority of the public, they'll probably think, actually, that's really good. But things like the light boxing on pictures, it just works. There's not even a problem with it. It just works. Facebook, it loads, and it loads, and if you've got a crap internet connection, it just doesn't load. But this just works. Instant. There, it works. It's fine. And you see the picture, you see the comments down the right-hand side. You don't even have to do any scrolling. Just very intuitive, very well done. I could go on for ages. The Hangout stuff, I think, is brilliant. I think that's so much more intuitive. That's actually how people work in the real world. They don't just call. But let's get on to a few of the problems, or the main problem, Facebook. Everyone's on Facebook. Why would you go across to Google Plus? And at the minute, I don't see the reason to. And that's Google's main problem. They have to come up with some reason for you to leave Facebook. It's got everything here that Facebook's got, which is brilliant, and it's done better. But why would you leave Facebook? And I don't think at the minute anyone actually would. So until that happens, it's going to be a bit of a struggle for Google, I think, until they really work out what would make a genuine Facebook user. And bear in mind, 600 million people on Facebook, you've got to do a hell of a lot to get them to move across. They need to find that thing. Photos is massive on Facebook, so they can't do that. They've got to do something that drags people across. I don't know what that is. If I did, I would be sitting here, that's for sure, and talking to you about it. I'd be doing it, but we'll wait and see when the full public release comes out. I think that will be the telling point. I think Google's got plenty of tricks up their sleeve, and there's so much more I could talk about, but I'm going to stop now. The mobile app as well is outstanding. And I love the photos feature. When you take a picture on your mobile, it automatically uploads. But anyway, there's so much I could talk about. But that's just an overview of what I think is good, what I think is bad. Find me on my blog. It's Tumblr blog, twitteringmad.com. Twitteringmad.tumblr.com even. And find me on Twitter @Stephen_Dent.